Touchdown Club was mentioned sort of last week. How has that idea manifested itself?
Well, Dave, we started with a basic idea, which was very much drawing on the experience of clubs who have something similar already, such as Widnes, Halifax and Rochdale. And what we've tried to do is create something for ourselves which will hopefully appeal to most fans. But we're also conscious that as an administration exercise, we can't offer too many different packages. We're trying to basically package things up as bronze, silver and gold. And the whole purpose behind it really is that we're creating enhanced season tickets for which the members will be paying 12 months a year. The club has serious cash flow issues at the moment, a lot of which have arisen through only having effectively 1 month's income coming in with season tickets.
So the major benefit of this is paying over a 12-month period and meaning that there's going to be regular income for the club?
Well, exactly that, Dave. It gives the fans the opportunity to budget. Obviously, times are hard at the moment. We're not far off Christmas, and should fans be wanting to get season tickets and tickets for friendlies, etc., it's a significant outlay. It might be if we have, for example, three friendlies, which we haven't had confirmed yet, plus a season ticket, you could be looking at about £200 if fans to find in December. So the whole purpose of it is, yes, we are generating additional revenue to a season ticket. However, we are giving people the opportunity to pay over 12 months.
And what are the other benefits of if they become a Touchdown Club member?
Well, each package has its own different benefits. So what we've tried to do is create a silver, bronze, gold, which in essence has been built up with different benefits. The bronze is fairly basic in terms of what the package actually offers. However, it is more than a regular season ticket. For example, you get a stadium tour that a lot of people have never seen behind the scenes. One of the key things that we're looking for as a corporate perspective is to attract people to what is a magnificent facility. So the more people that get to see the stadium in its full capacity and its capability, then hopefully that will translate into ticket sales.
And this is a magnificent base as well, isn't it? And certainly, I think as many people as possible could do with getting around it.
Absolutely. And you listen to visiting coaches and visiting chairmen, every single one of them says, what a fantastic facility, which we play here every week. We don't seem at this moment in time to actually market that to our own fans. To our own fans, it's just the new Wimbledon Park, slightly fancier. In fact, it's a magnificent facility. The banqueting is great, the food is good. And what we're trying to do is get more people in here to hopefully support the club.
Now, obviously, with Touchdown Club, the idea is to be as transparent as possible. How are you planning on operating this?
Well, it is going to be effectively the packages are unlikely to change as we presented at the fans forum. It will be a monthly payment subject to whatever people join. We're hopeful that come November that the memberships will start running because the club needs some income in. So the transparency behind it is a fan will get a season ticket issued when the season tickets come out, and for that they will also get the enhancements as and when the club can cater for it. Obviously, we have 600 members in the stadium tour, will have to be booked. For example, we can't just say to people, turn up for the first game and you can tour before the game. There has to be a bit of a reality check on it. And we ourselves can't anticipate what the take-up is likely to be. We believe it's a good offer, but we fully understand that it's tough out there at the moment, and whether people have got the affordability to actually come along is another question.
You must have done some costing regarding this, though. What are you looking at initially?
Well, we're trying to look at what we believe a club will be charging for the basic season ticket package, which, as I stated before, if it works out, for example, at £150, then we don't believe that will be offered over a payment plan. That will be payable in full, probably December, January. So, assuming the first Northern Rail Cup game is going to be early February, it's coming just about the worst time possible for a fan. With what we're doing, we firmly believe that understanding the transparency behind the Touchstone Club is to get more money into the club.
So there have been several questions raised from the Lee Fans Forum and also from the internet forums as well, Mike. I was thinking along the lines of Lisa involvement or the donation of part of this fund or making greater Lisa membership.
Absolutely. Lisa has been a fantastic backer of the club for a number of years now, and they obviously had a massive membership drive when Arthur unfortunately had to leave the club and get us in the situation they were in. So the simple fact that they put the efforts in that they have already, we want to help them boost their membership. Also, we are not competing with Lisa, we're not competing with Lottery. It's all going in one pot, so we're trying to generate as many different income streams as we can. If people can only afford to be a Lisa member at £5 a month, that's better than just sat at home doing nothing. So any money coming into the club, we're delighted with. And within the silver package, we are supporting Lisa for the efforts they've put in, and that money will be transferred into them for them to then support the club that way.
It's a case of synchronising support, isn't it, and giving it a focal point, really.
It is, because ultimately we're all here for one reason, and that's to watch the team. Anything else that happens around that is peripheral. Obviously there's a lot of people doing a lot of hard work to make this happen. People aren't looking for any pats on the back or credit. What we're trying to do is actually get things in place which will hopefully facilitate these offerings and these platforms existing in the very near future to give the fans the opportunity to buy in.
You mentioned the very near future. How far along are you with the whole process?
Well, we've just had a meeting, David. You know, we invited you along as a media representative with the LSV. Trevor was also in the meeting, and the purpose of that was to work out what the contribution within a corporate package would be taken up in terms of the obvious cost attributable to, for example, putting food on. Now, as a corporate package, we believe we should be putting some basic food on. So we're just looking at opportunities to see, first and foremost, what type of thing the LSV can offer. But also we'll be looking at the facilities to which rooms we may be entitled to, what seating we may be entitled to. So things are moving forward, and they can only move forward as fast as other people. Like, we can't just say to the fans, right, the Touchstone Club is launched as of tomorrow, everybody start paying. We're not there yet, because the administration is probably a bigger task in getting that in place than the creation of the platform with the packages.
So what's the next plan? What's the next stage for yourself?
Well, we've got as far as being fairly happy with what we're offering. The board have bought in, they're happy that the packages as presented don't need any tweaking at this stage. We are going to have a corporate open evening whereby, specifically targeting the gold members, we're going to have an open evening at the club whereby we want to demonstrate to the local business community just what a fantastic facility this is and what a great setup we have. And now, on top of that, we want every single Lee Centurions fan to be a salesman for the corporate club. We want everybody saying to their bosses at work, you should really go along to this and have a look, because the more people that try and sell it for us, the better response we're going to get, and the better we're going to get on the park from the contribution we make to the club.
So when is this night, first of all? Has it been agreed yet?
We have tentatively, we're looking at the Thursday the 27th of October. Now that is subject to LSV confirmation, it's subject to availability of the likes of Trevor. If it's all possible, we'd like, assuming it's happened by then, the new coach to come along, because we want everybody singing from the same sheet, just letting people know what a fantastic opportunity there is here to do business. We see this as corporate people ourselves, as a great way to build a network of contacts, and make no mistake, we all want to be looking to do business with the people within the corporate club ourselves.
The great thing about this Touchdown Club, though, is the fact that, as well as corporate people getting involved, it's also aimed at your average fan, isn't it?
Absolutely. The average fan is what's kept this club afloat for the last however long it's been afloat. And we're trying to make people aware that with the demise of Arthur's businesses, that there is a significant gap in the funding of the club. People signing up to the Touchdown Club, be it bronze or crossover is making a difference in filling that gap. Now, that's not for a minute being detrimental to people who just get a season ticket, people who are just paying into the Super League, or people who are paying into Lisa. Because at this moment in time, every quid counts. What we're trying to do is people who may have the facility to pay a little bit more, please do so, because we need income 12 months here.
Right, just regarding board reaction, how has it all been taken so far?
Obviously, the board, in essence, at this moment in time, has been Phil and Keith with Trevor's support, and they've been behind us all the way from the actual concepts all the way through the approval of the draft document which we're presenting at the fans forum, because I think Keith has been as honest as anybody can be. The club is in a financial problem and this is part of the solution. Their commitment to it is further underlined by the fact they're prepared to offer a shareholding to the Touchdown Club as well as a board position to a member of the Touchdown Club. So the fact that you're able to be involved in the shaping and influencing at the top level surely underlines exactly where they're coming from and their belief that it's a viable solution.
So finally, this Touchdown Club, it could redefine the future of rugby league, professional rugby league in league, couldn't it?
We believe so, because what we want to do is provide an offering that people very quickly see as the way forward, both in terms of it's a better deal than they're currently getting, but also they are becoming part of the club and they are taking it forward to the next level. To most, getting into Super League is the ultimate achievement. I think realistically, to get through to next season is more important than this, where we're at. So let's make sure that we have things in place structurally, that if we are able to take the